The next front in the fight. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. With federal abortion rights having been reversed by the Supreme Court last year, activists are going after abortion pills now. There's a federal court hearing today in Texas.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek will hear arguments over the drug mifepristone. For two decades, the Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to the drug, which is used for medically induced abortions. The group challenging the drug's availability was also active in the push to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Colonel Scott. A U.S. reconnaissance drone brought down in the Black Sea south of Ukraine has not been recovered and may never be recovered, says National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C.
The U.S. Reaper drone went down about 75 miles southwest of Russian-occupied Crimea near Ukraine after a Russian fighter jet collided with the drone's propeller. Russia's ambassador to the U.S. wants the U.S. military to stop what he calls hostile flights in the Black Sea near Russian-controlled territory. The incident raising concerns about possibly sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands.
The State Department summoning the Russian ambassador to formally express strong objections to the drone being intercepted. Winter storms hit both coasts with more snow, rain, and wind in the forecast in some of those areas today.
The weight loads, that's the big issue now. Anything that has snow on it's going to be falling.
He's in San Bernardino, California. Around 190,000 homes and businesses in California are reported to be without power, about the same number in the Northeast from New York to Maine.
These snow totals vary greatly from one city to the next, with Boston recording 5 inches or less in some places. But just head 45 minutes out of town and you're looking at a foot and a half in Worcester. Will Nunley, Fox Weather.
Second day of protests and fighting with police in cities around Pakistan. The protesters are supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Police have been trying to arrest him for failing to appear in court on corruption charges. He came out of his home in Lahore, Pakistan, to meet with some of those supporters. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When the U.S. starts telling another country to end the war now, it's time to take a hard look at your own protection plan. If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, it's time to act. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
A Princeton University student faces criminal charges related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Larry Guyberson was part of a group that assaulted Capitol police officers. He was arrested in Washington, D.C. and released, one of about 1,000 people now who have been charged in connection with the riot. The House Homeland Security Committee holds another meeting at the border today, hearing from the chief of U.S. Border Patrol.
Raul Ortiz set to testify at the House Homeland Security Committee's field meeting in McAllen, Texas, later this morning. But committee Democrats are boycotting, despite the fact they invited Ortiz and other witnesses to testify. Committee chair and Tennessee Congressman Mark Green saying, quote, "The only message their absence sends is that they are uninterested in coming to the table to have a conversation about the devastation that this border crisis is having on Americans and their communities across the country."
Fox's Todd Pyro. Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee say holding the hearings at the border is just a political stunt. An update on Senator John Fetterman's condition.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman could leave Walter Reed Medical Center in as early as 2 weeks, according to a report in the New York Post. Senator Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed to treat his clinical depression. Fetterman has faced a slate of health issues. He suffered a stroke last May while campaigning for the Senate. Fetterman's staff has posted pictures on social media of him continuing to work in the hospital. Late last month, his communications director said the senator's recovery process will be a, quote, weeks-long one. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Diamond Sports Group files for bankruptcy. It's a subsidiary of Sinclair, the owner of regional sports networks, airing the games of 42 pro baseball, basketball, and hockey teams, RSNs called Bally Sports. Now, at some point, missed rights fee payments could lead to broken contracts and Major League Baseball taking over those broadcasts. At the opening bell on Wall Street, stocks are way down. The Dow futures down about 500. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois is the third state in the nation to mandate paid time off to be used for any reason. The governor signing legislation providing employees with up to 40 hours of paid leave during a 12-month period. It means 1.5 million workers will be able to earn paid time off starting in 2024. Illinois lawmakers discussing a bill that would require parents who make money posting videos of their children on social media to share that revenue with their kids. Illinois Senate Labor Committee approved a bill that would guarantee children a right to a percentage of that revenue for certain videos. HSHS Medical Group alerting patients about the closure of obstetrics and gynecology services at St. Mary's and Benefi Center for Women in Decatur. A letter sent out to patients informs them that the services will no longer be provided July 1st. The letter offers patient steps on how to switch their OBGYN providers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
ESPN 93.5 and a good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. And we've got weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, now's the time to get that summer job lined up as a grounds person, lifeguards with just a little bit of training, and 15 years old is when you can start being a lifeguard. Learn more at urbanaparks.org/jobs.
All that white stuff on your nose
exactly.
And everything.
Exactly. Looking all buff around the pool. Oh, hey, yeah. Quit running.
That's right. Greg Solier, meteorologist. Another cool morning in central Illinois, my friend.
Yeah, kind of a wintry feel out there this morning. 19 Guilford and the Potomac area now. Let's see, Ogden, St. Joe, 25, 22, Willard and Savoy. Here on the Philo area, about 24. Get out towards Danville, 22, and up the run towards Bloomington Normal at 24 degrees. So you get the picture this morning. A little colder out there than we've grown accustomed to. We'll get a little reprieve here for the next couple of days on temperatures. It will be a windblown wet affair for the day tomorrow. Back into another chunk of some cold weather, more or less like winter time around these parts for the weekend. A little recovery early next week, another round of rain later next week. The beat goes on, but we'll enjoy the sunshine for the day today. Winds are virtually calm right now. They'll pick up quickly from the south and a nice recovery on temperatures considering the cold start. 51 later on this afternoon compared to a normal high right around 47, 48 degrees. So a little above average for a change. We'll bottom out tonight at 38. So not so cold then. Wind and a cloud cover and rain knocking at the door. Certainly by lunchtime tomorrow at the very latest, and those rains will grow widespread tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. 53 to high tomorrow on a gusty south wind. Rain tomorrow night, low down to 36 as winds turn westerly. A little rain snow mix here, blustery, colder. A struggle on temperatures for the day Friday, maybe to about 40 degrees, and even colder for the weekend, just 31 Saturday. A couple of snowflakes in the air, 37 on Sunday. We'll start off in the teens there, and some recovery and a brief break in this active weather pattern early next week as we welcome springtime next Monday. The high up to 45, highs of 50 to 55 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgen.
All right. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate you off and running on this Wednesday. We got basketball coming up tonight, 6
yes,
o'clock.
The
Illini women play in South Bend. Go Shauna Green and her team.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, we will be
facing Arkansas.
I truly think we should flip a coin and just call something for Illinois. That's the kind of game I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Just coin flip, 50-50.
That's right.
Brendan Steinhauser, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
President Biden is... Sorry?
Do you have a bracket going, Brendan, since we're talking basketball and all about that?
You know, I have only one important point on that, which is that I'm a Texas Longhorn, and so it's all in a bust at this point. That's all I care about is UT winning.
Well, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot
of people have them as Final Four.
Well, they're very good.
It'll be a disappointment if they're not in the Final Four, but you know, I don't think we've ever won the NCAA championship in basketball. Maybe we have, but it's been a very long time.
I don't think you have. I don't think you're certainly football, but not anyway. Brendan Steinhauser, by the way, Chris Hurd got a job at Ole Miss. He was your coach.
I saw that.
And got fired because he choked his girlfriend or something on the stairs.
Right.
And then he's so good at basketball coaching that they said, I guess. I mean, I guess
you get a pass.
And then the guy that whose gun was used in a murder right. playing for Alabama. This is crazy. Anyway, Brendan Steinhauser.
The best part about that is we pay these guys off, right? So the coach then gets millions of dollars to leave, and then he goes and makes money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So it worked out well for him.
Double dip in there. Political strategist, chief strategy officer for Young Americans for Liberty is Brendan Steinhauser. The president is going to unveil executive order to increase background checks on gun sales. What does this mean?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nebulous executive order. It's got a lot of passive language. It doesn't really say the specifics. It leaves a lot open to interpretation, which is a little bit frightening for those of us who care about our Second Amendment right. But I think that could lead itself to court challenges and things like that when you leave things open to interpretation. But he says he wants to increase the number of background checks. He says he wants to basically shame gun sellers who should be registered with the federal government and are not and not following the law. He talks about encouraging the use of red flag laws and increasing their awareness in the 19 states that have them. But there's a lot of this kind of language that, you know, doesn't indicate to me that he's going to be able to achieve his goal of increasing background checks. And frankly, you know, I think this is just another kind of set of bad ideas and a whole basket full of bad ideas from the gun control crowd.
Well, I mean, I don't mind if we're very careful. There's a lot of mental illness out there. But I'm wondering, and somebody has these statistics of how many people went into a gun shop, bought a gun, and went and killed a lot of people. I mean, there might be some. But don't people get these guns illegally or grab them from somebody else or something like that? I would like to know what effect a double, triple background check, and I don't really care if somebody wants to background me, that's fine.
Right.
But I just want to know what effect this is going to have for these killings.
Yeah, it's a good question. And you know, for the background check, they don't necessarily look at, you know, mental health, right? There's no way for them to see that. You may not have committed a crime in the past. Mm. But you may have issues that could lead you to committing a crime in the future. So they don't really pick that up. Those types of things have got to come from friends, family, colleagues who see those warning signs. And I would say if you look at the data, I don't know if it's 90%, but it's close to that. 90% of those cases where someone does something like this, there were warning signs. They were posting something on social media. They were telling their friends or family or colleagues they were going to commit an act of violence. And then people didn't, you know, notify law enforcement or someone did notify law enforcement and, you know, they didn't really do anything about it. And so it is a difficult situation, but I don't think that necessarily looking at just background checks is going to solve this problem. There are broader societal ills that we have to solve as a country. And those are very difficult, but I don't think that this executive order or these types of laws are necessarily going to prevent these in the future. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is, because who wants to call on their neighbor because they think they're crazy? You open a whole can of worms, you call somebody, and you're not sure, but you're pretty sure.
Right.
I mean, those things, that's bad, too.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you combine that with red flag laws, where, you know, it's again, very open to interpretation, but, you know, people are using red flag laws to take away the gun rights of law-abiding Americans. That's not good. That's not right. That's not constitutional. You know, but that's a possibility. That's a possibility that someone is mad at their neighbor or spouse or former spouse or what have you, and they go and they use that to get a judge to take away their
right. guns.
So you have that potential problem as well.
All right, Brendan, good luck. We're here at University of Illinois, so we did play Texas. We got you at Madison Square Garden, but we're not playing as well as we were. So we don't have great expectations this second. We have a good team, but we don't know what's going to happen. Texas has certainly been more consistent. You got a really, really good team. Mm-hmm. So except for Illinois, shoot, I hope Texas does well, man.
That's right.
What the heck? I like Texas. Brendan, how can people find you, Young Americans in Austin?
Yeah, you can go to our website at yaliberty.org, yaliberty.org, and then we're pretty easy to find on social media and put out a lot of great content on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. So if you're on any of those platforms, check us out.
I have two pools. I have one emotional and one A little more statistical.
Okay.
So I've got Illinois beating Texas in the Final Four. Sorry, but
okay.
That's what I've got here. So you can always hope, you know, for the Illini. Anyway, we wish you the best. Thank you for being on, Brendan. Brendan Steinhauser down in Austin. Quarter after seven. It's Fighting Illini women in action tonight.
It's the play-in game, and we're in South Bend, Indiana. It's a 6 o'clock start, and we're playing Mississippi State. Shauna Green had some comments.
Throughout this whole year, everything was our first. This whole year, everything was our first with this group. Like, any adversity was our first. Any success was our first. Like, they were still learning me. I was still learning them. So now just having some, you know, having been there, and like, we were saying, hey, it's nice to learn while being in the NCAA tournament instead of sitting there at home being like, hey, this is what we need to do in order to get to an NCAA tournament. This is the next step we need to make in order to get in. So it's just an unbelievable, you know, experience for our players. This is just, it's huge. It's huge, and you know, we'll learn a lot, but we like to learn from success.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
we want to learn.
That is the better.
You know, we didn't do this, but we won, and that's what we kind of want to learn from. So,
and of course, our Illini in action tomorrow at 3:30. When it comes to the games for the NCAA tournament, starting at 11:15, we've got West Virginia and Maryland. Auburn and Iowa comes our way on TNT at 5:50. Boise State and Northwestern at 6:35 tomorrow on True TV. Penn State and Texas A&M at 8:40 on CBS.
Well, there's 16 games.
Yeah.
Why didn't you start at 11? Let's just go through the whole thing.
11:15 is when we start with Maryland and West Virginia.
Well, we got 16 of them.
I know, but I'm just hitting the big tent.
That's probably appropriate.
Okay.
Good work.
So, and you know, you got to get a little work done, right?
Hey, these are the two best sports days of the year, Thursday, Friday. People take work off for this.
Yes, they do.
By the way, Brad Evans, who really knows basketball, was on with Lon and Jason last night.
Jason was on yesterday.
Yeah, Jason Thompson.
Because Derek Piper going to
driving to Des Moines. Mm-hmm. It is really a glamorous gig he's got.
Yay!
I'm telling you
what's going on here in Iowa. I drive by another cornfield.
We want the information, but would you do this? This work, driving to these arenas, watching a bad game, and then interviewing the coach? That'd be hard work.
I know.
Anyway, we appreciate him doing the work. Anyway, so Brad Evans said, how many will be in the Sweet 16 from the Big Ten? What did Brad Evans say?
Nine.
You say there's only eight that got... So that would
I don't know. I got a vibe on nine. All right, so that's what I hollered out.
Brad Evans, the basketball guru, says there will be zero Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16. Nobody, he says.
I thought with the strength of schedule and them playing each other being so tight all season, all the teams will make
it. Well, they didn't last year.
Not how my bracket reflects.
There you go. Show them,
Big Ten rules.
Our weather brought to you by Busey. They've been around since 1868. Busey, member FDIC. We'll check this weather and come right back. We got Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing snow in Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a spring-like feel expected for the day today. Tomorrow, too, but it'll be wind-blown and complicated with the next rain system doing for the day tomorrow. Back into a hint of wintertime in the air around here over the course of Friday and Saturday, and then some modest recovery for next week, and overall a bit of a break in this very active and moisture-laden weather pattern virtually from coast to coast. Today, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild. To this afternoon, 51. The southeast to south wind on the increase at 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cold tonight with increasing clouds, breezy down to 38. Tomorrow, windy, milder day, but rain overspreads the area in the morning and steady rains by the afternoon. High up to 53, that south wind 20 to 30. Gusts close to 40 miles per hour. Rain down to 36 for tomorrow night. Windy, colder with a couple of rain, snow showers here Friday morning up to about 40. On a west wind to 30 miles per hour. Cold for the weekend with a couple of snowflakes Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Temperatures in the 30s for daytime highs. We're back into the 40s for Monday, 50s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. We'll get you to NIT. We had a few Big Ten game scores. We'll get those next. ESPN 93.5. Fox Business is coming up next.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Delta Airlines is standing by its outlook for the current quarter, saying demand is holding up. Its update comes after United Airlines predicted it will lose money in the quarter. There's an airline industry conference today with companies offering updates on their business. Volkswagen is planning a $127 billion investment in electric vehicles over the next 5 years. In addition, it will be spending on new technology and expanding its business in China and the U.S. VW has been losing market share in China to Tesla and China-based manufacturers. It also revealed plans to build a new battery plant in Ontario, Canada. Women's clothing company J. Jill is reporting higher sales for the recent quarter, though it says higher interest rates and other costs ate into its profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Yeah, so Rutgers was a one in the NIT and then went out and lost to Hofstra.
86 in overtime.
Yeah, so Rutgers is out of everything. Listen, I thought they were an absolute shoe-in to be in the NCAA. That team went through complete disappointment, did not get ready for the NIT, and they lost.
Right.
And so Wisconsin beat Bradley, and Michigan beat somebody.
Toledo, 90-80.
Okay, so
Wisconsin over Bradley was 81-62.
Ooh, Bradley played pretty well this year. Anyway, so we have two Big Ten teams alive, one out. So a total of 11 postseason Big Ten teams, and now there are 10. And, you know, Jim Boeheim, the Syracuse coach who retired last year, said, "I'm sick of hearing how good the Big Ten is." They weren't. Look at him in the tournament. That's what he said. And I think Michigan might have been the only Sweet 16 team we had last year.
Okay, well, I haven't done my bracket yet, and I just kind of said it in passing when I mentioned the nine teams playing.
We thought there would be nine, and there were eight because Rutgers didn't get there.
I might go back to my coin flip, or, you know, I know Janet has done best shopping destinations. You know, and sometimes if I know somebody, you know, my nephew went to Gonzaga, sure. You know, I'm going to root for Gonzaga.
I think that sort of thing. I think it's, you know, seriously, you know, there's probably a core of 10 teams that could win it. Maybe a few more, but I mean, it's probably still coming down to the ones that are up there in the top three seeds, I would think. But I have Arizona playing Purdue in the Final Four and Texas playing Illinois. This is one I did with my heart. And now today I'm going to do one with statistics.
Okay.
And trends. But I mean, I have a hard time thinking, and this, I'm very serious about this. I have a hard time thinking Alabama can win this. Because I heard somebody talk about this as each game passes. Right now it's like, hey, we're in the tournament.
Right.
As each game passes and you are really showing to be a player, and Alabama is obviously a great basketball team, you got a murder thing.
I know.
And so the guy, I think it was on ESPN, he said as the pressure mounts, it's not just the U.S. media, it becomes the BBC worldwide. They're saying, this guy's involved in a murder and he's playing on the floor? Well, he wasn't involved. They used his gun, but he didn't do anything. It just is so far out there.
The Brandon Miller situation. And I just, you know, typed in, it's out there. And how he sidestepped this murder scandal that happened at the beginning of the year.
I admittedly don't have all the details at all. However, anybody, just think if in your life somebody used your gun to kill someone, you think there'd be some stuff in there that you have to deal with, right? You're going to have to be questioned. Right. And maybe he already was, but it just seems, you know, basketball team, so we were aware of it, and he didn't violate anything. In any event, that's the story that will go forward from a player. They want to play basketball, right? And they're trying to, well, there was a woman that was killed. And so you're thinking, well, that really press on the team. All of a sudden, this thing is that this guy's playing, and he was what? And his teammate did what?
Right.
And you're going, this is, I've never heard of a story quite like this one. This is heavy duty stuff.
Right. And so far, of course, a cooperative witness is what they're saying in this article and this fatal shooting. But yeah,
I don't think a cloud of doom
over this whole thing.
Well, I mean, and again, the point is it's going to be the story. And will Alabama be able to focus and get through the, you know, as a team? I don't know. It just really, and same for Chris Hurd. It was domestic violence. And you're getting a head major D1 Power 5 job?
At Ole Miss.
Yeah. Well, he's a really good coach, and really, did he do it? Well, I don't know. You know, it's just amazing. Listen, in life, we excuse what we want, right? No matter what it is, no matter what you're into, you find a way to justify or excuse it. And if somebody can run a 4.340, it doesn't matter how he behaves. It doesn't matter because he's so good. I mean, right? I mean, if these people weren't so prominent in what they did, if Chris Hurd couldn't really win at anything, of course he'd never get work. Well, he was really good. He was Texas Tech and then J.O. Well, that little domestic thing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really stunning. You can text 217-359-2255. Comment on anything that we're talking about. We will see. Meanwhile, Shauna Green tonight, 6 o'clock, South Bend, Illini. And then 3:30 tomorrow. And does anybody know what will happen with Illinois, Arkansas?
Absolutely not. It's on TBS. It's in Des Moines, Iowa, and they're facing Arkansas. It seems, you know, like Las Vegas is saying Arkansas
is
favored.
Well, that's right. And I don't know. There are not very many times has it ever happened where Illinois in the first round is an underdog in the NCAA. Usually we're a little higher seed.
Okay.
We're an underdog. And people are betting on Arkansas. And Andy Katz, who covers the Big Ten, is the only guy I've seen that picked Illinois to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess you walk in saying, you know, nobody thinks we can do this, and maybe we can't, but maybe we can. I mean, we know we're capable. Jaden Epps is going to be back. I mean, that's going to help my point guard situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. And one thing's for sure, they don't know all our tendencies. We don't know all their tendencies, so it's a bit refreshing to just go play.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fast, and they got 3 McDonald All-Americans. I mean, they're very talented. I don't know, but they've been up and down. So, and guess what? 4-6 in the last 10 games, and Illinois is 4-6 in the last 10 games. So it's a very similar, but I don't have a clue, so maybe somebody can enlighten me as to what might happen. I have no feel for this team. I have no idea how I have nothing on it. I really thought we were turning the corner. I thought we were going to make a run late in the year, and yeah.
Shane is saying Jay Bilas picked us.
Jay Billis.
Billis.
Oh, Jay Billis picked Illinois?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. Huh. Well, anybody not named Duke, I think he can be pretty objective, so that's good.
And here's one that says, thought the charges were dropped against Chris Beard.
Well, it might have been. Did he choke his girlfriend? Or did she not press charges, right?
Right.
I'm saying, if you do this, the charges are dropped is one thing, but did you do it?
Right.
I mean, guys, man. Okay, the news is next. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin on very fired up Wednesdays. We've got that next. ESPN 93.5, 729.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. That's why I hung in there.
Well, I guess you watch hours of basketball, but what about other sports?
I watch football and baseball, even golf if it's good.
You know, DirecTV's number one in sports programming.
I know they have great sports, but I can't put a dish up at my place.
You have internet, right?
Yeah.
DirecTV streaming gets you more sports than cable for a better price with no contract.
Wait, what? DirecTV's not a satellite?
DirecTV has satellite, but streaming's the thing. It works in apartments and condos wherever there's Wi-Fi.
I can get BTN and the Cardinals?
DirecTV had BTN first, and the networks that carry Cubs and Cards are included in the Choice Plus package. Plans start at $74.99 a month.
Let me guess, I can get DirecTV streaming from Good Vibes.
Nothing gets by you, huh, Luke? See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the
showroom, top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom, top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House says it's taken steps to protect its military property after a U.S. drone collided with a Russian fighter jet in international airspace.
The incident raising concerns about possibly sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands. The U.S. drone is worth up to $32 million, depending on the model, roughly the same price as the Russian Su-27 fighter jet that collided with it. A pair of Russian flankers were doing what the Pentagon called recklessly engaging with it for about 30 minutes, including dumping fuel on him passing underneath before the drone was clipped.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And stock futures in the red on Wall Street, weighed down by worries over European banking concerns like Credit Suisse.
It is struggling to recover from a string of scandals that undermine the confidence of investors and clients.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Central Illinois becoming a prime place to spot celebrities. Actor Henry Winkler paid a visit to Uptown Normal. The Happy Day star was in town for a speaking engagement. He grabbed some refreshments at the coffee house in Uptown. His visit comes 1 week after actor-comedian Will Ferrell was spotted in Pekin. And Governor Pritzker will visit community colleges across the state in the coming days. That tour, it's meant to promote his proposed $100 million investment into higher education. The first stop at Heartland Community College in Normal took place. How about that? Well, former Illinois Supreme Court Justice Robert Carter being honored in the state capitol. The Grandview Municipal Building on North Milton Avenue has been renamed in his honor. Carter was appointed to the Supreme Court in December of 2020 after Justice Thomas Kilbride lost his retention bid. He declined to run in November's judicial election. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and Banff vicinity. Good look at one in store for the day today. Cold and crisp to start. Later on this afternoon, a milder feel. An increasing south winds, highs to about 51. Not so chilly tonight with increasing clouds, about at 38. And for the day tomorrow, another one of these wind-driven rain systems will come up quickly from the plains with rain by afternoon here. For the day tomorrow, with a high temperature of around 53, that south wind 20 to 30 and gusty rain continues tomorrow night. Windy turning colder, about at 36. And there may be a little rain and wet snow on the backside of this weather system Friday morning. Windy, colder, cloudy skies, a high around 40. Maybe a snow shower flurry in the air here. Brisk and cold for the day on Saturday with almost a midwinter feel. 31 expected there. We'll get some sunshine here and 37 degree highs on Sunday after starting off into the teens, and then moderation into early next week, and a quieter weather picture Monday through Wednesday. First day of spring on Monday, highs up to 45 there. 50 on Tuesday, 52 next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Soul. Yay.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Well, are you experiencing challenges with your current copier vendor, service issues, billing issues? Call Greg Wolf at Watts Copy Systems, 217-352-0428. Schedule a no-cost assessment at Watts Copy Systems. It's Wednesday. I have to welcome the president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. His name is Ed Martin, out in Virginia. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. Stevie J, doing great. Thank you. Ready for the NCAA Big Dance. So hopefully we get the Illini and the Missouri Tigers going pretty far. We'll see.
Brother Johnny down at Bible Study. He's jumped in from New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny?
Yes, sir. It's the big dance, and I tell you, Steve, it's great the NCAA spends 3 or 4 hours specifically on how can we get Illinois out of here early. So now we play up. I mean, we get that attention, Steve. I think we can beat them. They're a good team. And don't forget, today, I believe, our Illinois women play.
Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight, Illinois takes on Mississippi State. First time in 20 years the women have been to the NCAA. It's a play-in game, but we're glad to be there. She's done a great job, Shauna Green.
Let me get in trouble, Stevie J. Why not? It's early. So I was just talking to my sons about this. I'm getting emails. I'm filling out my women's NCAA bracket. Now, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I barely know the men's teams, and they want me to do the women's, and they want me to think that I care. I mean, I cared when my daughter played. I like the idea of basketball, but it's not as good to watch. It's not as much fun, and they're shoving it down my throat that, you know, you go on to ESPN.com, and that you have to fight your way through the coverage because depending on what you click on, it's Illini are in for the fight of their lives. I'm like, oh, yeah, and they find out why. And it's about the women's team. I'm not against the women's team. I'm kind of getting tired of. I don't want to see it, and I don't know how to get my filter.
Ed, I'm not a guy that watches every game, but lately the women's game has gotten really, really good. They move the ball around a lot. They move up and down the court. The Illini are good, and it's quite entertaining. Frankly, I really like it.
All right. Now I'm getting in trouble completely. Have you ever played with that the women's ball? It's fantastic. I feel like Michael Jordan. I mean, if you know, the ball is smaller and you're able to play, it's like fantastic. The hoop is like the ocean. And so, I mean, again, I agree with you. It's kind of, as an idea, it's fun. They're very athletic. At the top level, some of them are incredible athletes. But it's not the same thing. Anyway, all right.
On your pool, just pick South Carolina on your pool. That's all you got.
All right, there you go.
Pick South Carolina.
Facebook account, South Stevie. Listen. I got to tell you, though, I like watching the women. And I'll tell you something else. Since you don't know anything about it, your chances of doing well in the pool are
that's
better.
Right. Okay? That's right. No. Listen, they've got Brad. Lonte had a guy on last night, Brad Evans. He said no Big Ten teams will make the Sweet 16. That'll hurt. But might be right. I don't know. I mean, man.
I'm going to argue that point. There's too many. It's too random. That's not going to happen either. We'll have a couple teams there.
Yeah, well, it's
we might be there, Steve.
It's you know. And listen, I know one thing about Illinois. I don't know what'll happen for sure. I'm positive. I'm positive of that.
Perplexing.
I'm absolutely confounding, perplexing. I don't think Coach Underwood has any idea what's going to happen. You don't know what you get if we have. And I think Arkansas is kind of the same way. They've been up and down. They got some stars. They're really young. We got the age on them, but we don't shoot the ball very well. So I don't know. I'm hoping that we get to play Kansas and Bill Self on Saturday. That would be awesome.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so off we go into the wild blue yonder with our stuff. It's Tapman's Towing phone line with Ed Martin and Brother Johnny. Give an assessment of where we are with this administration, Ed Martin.
Well, you know, I mean, it's incredible to watch how one thing after another, you know, this Silicon Valley Bank thing, I saw a really good piece on it, I thought, that really marched backwards and said, you know, these are mistakes by the banks, the owners of the banks and the regulators. And also, of course, it's the economy, the inflation. It's the inflation pressure that has forced the actions by the Fed. So, you know, it's actually relatively predictable. But, I mean, we were pretty close to having a real run on a bunch of banks, not just a handful. So, and then stumbling from one to another, you know, it's obvious we're not going to see a win in the Ukraine like, I don't know, the TV script writers wanted. So now we're suddenly talking about how, Ukraine is going to be devastated. Somehow they'll come to peace. And, you know, the one thing that I hate about all this is China, the communist regime, is sort of asserting itself, brokering Iran and Saudi Arabia, trying to broker a deal with Russia and Ukraine. And, of course, all over the world, they're spending billions and billions of dollars to do roads and, they call it the Belt and Road Initiative. It feels like we're sort of on our heels stumbling around. But I will tell you, there was a piece in one of the investigative pieces, it was going to be billions of dollars spent by the government on election integrity, all going to left-wing groups. So we know they'll win the next election, no matter how it turns out.
Well, I think, Stevie, we're in disarray. The Chinese are kind of stepping up as kind of that world leader that America has been all our lives, and they're competing with that idea. And the Americans are two sheets to the wind as far as at that level. I mean, we're just, I think you can measure the era by last week's, you played the president saying that the Republicans are going to defund the police. Now, we watched the Democrats support these left-wing radical groups call for reduced law enforcement, crime spikes, double-digit homicides, all kinds of issues, crime-wise, because of that ridiculous idea. And then he stands up and just says, the Republicans are defund. No, that's not true, Joe. And there's a lot of things you're doing that aren't true. And just saying the opposite of what happens doesn't do much for us or anyone else in the world. And that's kind of the era we're in.
Well, I know one thing's for sure. He's trying to do a double background check. I know they don't check for mental illness and things on background checks for guns and things like that, Ed, and I'm okay with background checks and all of that. But what effect will that have? How can we stop any of these shootings? I mean, will anything he does like that in executive order do any good?
No. It's all window dressing. I mean, it's all window dressing. It's all, look, I want to return to something I told you guys we talked about maybe a year and a half ago in terms of the kind of character Biden is. He was a senator, and senators are not executives, and senators do things for, a press release and for the look of it and to appease somebody in their constituency for a while to get reelected and all. So, he's got some problems. He's now denying permits for drilling in parts of the Arctic, I think, but that's because we all know he's about to unleash a bunch of drilling in Alaska. He's going to clear out some things because he knows he can't run for re-election if energy prices stay this high. So, and they're saying the left is going crazy and the right is going, oil companies are rejoicing. So he's doing all these things. The gun thing is just a signal. It's virtue signaling. The bigger question in my mind is, will we ever focus on any of the issues that are actually impacting us? Like, the coverage has picked up a little bit of the border and of Mexico. So you saw the Mexican president last week complain, oh, you guys are being mean to us or talking mean about us, and we don't like that. Well, they're pouring across the border, and the Biden administration got their knuckles wrapped in court, I think it was 5 days ago, saying, hey, your policy of letting everybody come in and then releasing them into the country, that violates the law. You got 7 days to give me a fix on this. So that's what they're doing. And I had somebody I talked to yesterday who said, in the community of illegal migration, immigrants, the word went out when Biden got in, it's a good time to come. And if you can bring a kid, you'll get in really quick. And that's what's happening. They're pouring across the border. Again, another debate for another day on whether we need low wage workers. I tend to say no, but I'm willing to be convinced. But it's not American policy to have a border open and have fentanyl pouring in and all the rest. So, I still wonder if that's going to be a drag. And then the other one is the cities are getting unlivable, right? You can't go to school in a city because they're broken, and you can't be safe in a city because it's so much crime. Again, will that cause any real drag in 2024? I'm not sure, but it certainly is obvious to the naked eye.
Yeah, I think too, Eddie, at a higher level, we're in a situation where we see simply irrational, crazy behavior like defund the police. You've got CRT in schools, critical race theory. You can steal things out of stores, and that's okay.
Yeah.
The open border. And then we have this game of trying to rationally discuss it. You can't rationally discuss crazy. It's insane. And you're, now you try to, well, I think, huh, now he's going to do more help for Ukraine after basically starting the Ukrainian war. Let's analyze that. Well, that's nuts. Right. It's one thing after another, Eddie. I don't know what to tell you.
217 texter, can you ask Ed about the drone? We got shut down in our response. I'm not even clear on the story, Ed. Are you?
Yeah, I think either we hit a drone or they hit our drone. I can't remember which way it was, but it's the Russians. I mean, this is what happens when you decide you're going to be all things to all people all over NATO and all over Europe and all. So I think what happened was, I think maybe we hit their, whatever it was, the Russians used it as an opportunity to complain about American involvement, and I'm sure Putin used it as a way to say, look at America, they're the ones that are fighting us. Again, you know, if at the end of this we have a degraded Russia, that may be an advantage in terms of their economy and their military, but what we may end up with is more, it looks more likely, is Russia aligned with China. So the two largest nuclear powers other than us with nuclear warheads are together, and not exactly, that's not exactly what we wanted. So I think it's passing in terms of any crisis that your texter referenced. But it was a reason for everybody to rattle their cages. And you know, look, I don't know if you saw that this is interesting politics. Ron DeSantis was asked by Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson asked all the candidates what you think about Ukraine. And Tucker Carlson said, I think we have more, things we need to worry about at home. And then Ron DeSantis said that to Tucker, you know, we ought to not focus on Ukraine. We got things to do at home. And that was a good message for the base in the Republican primary. Unfortunately, the neocon establishment went right after Ron DeSantis and said, hey, wait, we thought you were a good guy with us that wanted these kinds of things. And so there's tension within the Republican Party on that. And, again, on the other side, Biden is skating free. The Oscars went off the other night, and someone pointed out, if Biden's in the White House, no politics. If Trump's in the White House, the Oscars were all about Trump, right? So, you know, we are where we are. Let's not be naive.
Yeah, it's a shame because Ukraine is just wrecked. And it happened so suddenly, Steve, for 15 years Putin's been saying, if you try to make Ukraine a NATO country, I'm going to wreck it. And so now it's being wrecked. And Biden could have stopped it at least when they were lining up at the border for 9 months.
Yeah.
And now we're sending billions of dollars after we've watched the tank lines come in, Steve.
Yeah.
Now look at it. And now it's beyond repair. That's just an example of what we've got. That's a shame.
Okay,
it's
so before I let you know, I thought I'd give you one good solid breakfast word salad.
All right. The promise is that we're going to do this. We're going to move forward with this kind of system, this immigration system that has been gutted, really, truly gutted by the last administration. We're going to move forward and do it in a humane way. We're going to do it in a safe way. And we're going to do it in the way that moves us forward. And so what we have been seeing, what we've been dealing with, again, is trying to fix the damage that the last administration did. What we have done is we've opened the path. We've opened the path to make sure that people have a way to get, you know, to come through and do it in a legal pathway.
Wow. Queen Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. So,
and fix the damage. There's an example of Republicans want to defund the police. Fix the damage that Trump did, which actually fixed the border, which they call damage. And that's what we've got. The opposite of what we need is what they keep pushing, and it is really hurting the country. And as a result, it hurts the entire world. It's a global problem.
Let me start and finish by offending people. I mean, that woman, we should feel sorry for her because she was hired because she's a woman, she's a lesbian, and she's African-American, and she's completely incompetent. I mean, it's an embarrassment. Look, there's Jen Psaki. I didn't like her. But she knew how to play big league ball. I mean, this is like watching somebody from the slow pitch league in your town and now at third base for the Cubs. I mean, even the Cubs are terrible, but still, you get the point. And it's just embarrassing. And the idea that this administration is with a straight face, look, and they're dividing us all the time. The San Francisco City Council yesterday said reparations, $5 million per black person. What the heck does that mean in America? And it used to be that, as you said, Johnny, it used to be that crazy people were called crazy. And no one will do that to them. No one will say these people are crazy, insulting, race baiters. You know, that was like Al Sharpton territory or Jesse Jackson territory when they were young and just shaking everybody down. So, the word salad, I actually feel bad for this woman that they put her in this spot. She's incompetent. There's guys on your team or gals on your team, eventually you either fire them or you move them to another job, and they're like relieved. They're like, thank goodness, I was my head, and you got me in the right spot. She deserves to do something meaningful. She is a valuable human being. It's an embarrassment to our nation that she's out there every day saying stuff like that and making no sense about it and lying about it. And it's just, it's there's no way to demean a person more than what they've done on national and international TV. And no one will say that. They say, oh, isn't that wonderful? We're really diverse. No. You're demeaning and hateful to do that to a woman and to do that to someone like her. It's terrible.
All right, Johnny, last word.
I was going to say that the measuring people by how they look is diametrically opposite to what we want. I got a nice coin from Alveda King. That's Martin Luther King's niece. Yeah. And she says, we have to stand up to this. Dr. King, this is opposite of what he was saying. He wanted, everyone, regardless of their appearance and their general bent, to have a chance and to us to respect each other. And that's not the way we've been going. And, and so the very kind of fundamental, one of the icons of civil rights would be just horrified at what's happening here. And I don't feel sorry for Jen Psaki and John Pierre, I feel sorry for us when I see him.
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Johnny, go pray for America and us. Right, we appreciate that. Guys. Ed, how do people contact Ed Martin?
Yeah, on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin. On Twitter, it's at Eagle Ed Martin. And then PhyllisSchlafly.com is where we've got a lot of stuff there. And I'll be doing my NCAA picks there. So if you want to go and really, I'm going to try to pick the women's bracket. I'm just kidding.
South Carolina, Ed. Pick South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah.
To pick a perfect bracket, Steve, you have a better chance of winning the Powerball twice in a row.
I know. That's crazy. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate Ed Martin, Brother Johnny of the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line. Now your weather brought to you by Carl.
Sometimes your couch or kitchen table is the best place to see your provider. Virtual visits bring healthcare to where you are. Schedule a virtual convenient care appointment today at MyCarl.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a spring-like feel expected for the day today. Tomorrow, too, but it'll be wind-blown and complicated with the next rain system doing for the day tomorrow. Back into a hint of wintertime in the air around here over the course of Friday and Saturday, and then some modest recovery for next week, and overall a bit of a break in this very active and moisture-laden weather pattern virtually from coast to coast. Today, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder this afternoon, 51. The southeast to south wind on the increase of 12 to 22 and gusty. Not so cold tonight with increasing clouds, breezy down to 38. Tomorrow, windy, milder day, but rain overspreads the area in the morning and steady rains by the afternoon. High up to 53, that south wind 20 to 30. Gusts close to 40 miles per hour. Rain down to 36 for tomorrow night. Windy, colder with a couple of rain, snow showers here Friday morning up to about 40. On a west wind to 30 miles per hour. Cold for the weekend with a couple of snowflakes Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Temperatures in the 30s for daytime highs. We're back into the 40s for Monday. 50s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J. Broadcasting editor Greg Soldier.
Yeah, Mr. Steve Suderman, is it good vibes? Semi alert. How are you, sir?
Well, it's a red letter day. Let's just hope it turns into an orange letter day today. Yeah. We're going to have as many screens as we can get TBS tuned into the Illinois Arkansas game, and I made a few extra spots with Luke Goody, and we. And that's kind of a fun thing, that TV commercial ran on Channel 3. It's not quite past its sell-by date, so bring back that little Batman and Robin routine. That was fun.
Okay.
But, I'm not sure who's Batman. Yes, I am. I know.
Hey,
dude's 6'4", you know.
Right.
I think he's 6'7". He's tall.
Yeah, I misspoke.
How dare you on your best friend, Steve? Come on, man. Hey, listen, I've got it all figured out. Illinois will win a coin flip game tomorrow. Uh-huh. And then when we play Kansas, Luke Goody will win the game because it's apropos since he broke his foot in the Kansas practice game.
I see.
He'll come back
and win the game.
Revenge.
It'd just be perfect poetry.
I love that.
If we get past Kansas, it'll be smooth sailing for a while.
Well, here's I had an emotional bracket, and then I have a statistical bracket. My emotional bracket has Illinois beating Arkansas, Illinois with Luke Goody beating Kansas.
Yes.
Then we play UConn, and then we'll beat them. And then we play UCLA again and beat them.
Okay.
And then we'll play Texas again and beat them. And then we'll play Arizona and win the national title.
Hey.
Bam.
I like the emotional. It's
bam.
Very unlikely, but there we go.
Well, imagine if you put $100 on Illinois to win the national championship, you'd be rich.
Yeah, so you probably would.
If that happened, you would be rich.
Exactly.
All right.
I would love to call in rich. How about you?
That's it. Yeah, that's right. So what do you got in good vibes? What are we talking about?
For our part, we're going to have some OLEDs and QLEDs on sale down to the lowest bone they can get to. The Klipsch soundbars that we love so much at $549 are going to be $439. So we're taking it right back to Promoville on the good stuff. There are 2023 models on their way, and we need to clear the decks. So anything we've got that's hanging around, including that gallery OLED, the one with the free 5-year warranty that sits so close to the wall that you can't see behind it, those are going to be on sale below wholesale. So we're taking some scratch and dents and some trade-ins and consignments and slashing them down to rock bottom. I'm going to send out an email blast before leaving town. And on next week, we'll go to Las Vegas to see the dealer show for the group that we're in. And we're going to take a good look at all the 23 models and decide what we're going to sell next year. So this is it's kind of a banner week here.
Well, you've been at it for a few years, my friends. You know what today is, Steve Schuderman? It's the Ides of March.
It is. Beware. I'll be your vehicle, baby.
That's right. 1970.
Out of the Windy City,
yeah.
Baby.
Steve was like 8 or something in 1970.
I wish.
How do people contact you at Good Vibes, my friend?
You can find us at 2010 Round Bard next to the driver's license facility. We're at gvibes.com on the web. Call me up at 351-0909.
You're the man. Thanks, partner.
Thanks, guys.
Ides of March is when Julius Caesar said, beware the Ides of March, and they murdered him.
Yes, they did.
And that's a group called Vehicle. I don't think he had any other hits. I think this is a one-hit wonder.
Ides of March with Vehicle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The Vehicle is a band.
Tons of Fun Band does a great version of this. Of course, with their horn section.
Yeah,
awesome.
All right, got a break for the news. We'll be back. 217-359-2255. All guests on the phone line are Tapman's Towing phone line people. We appreciate Tapman's. We'll be back with the more coming up in our next hour. A little more on Chris Hurd. He's the guy that just signed with Ole Miss after a domestic violence situation that they say they couldn't prove. We'll touch on that. Some more information I just got on that. We'll do that and then talk a little more about Shauna Green, Illini women tonight at 6 o'clock. Women's game has changed a lot in the last 10 years.
That's right.
It's fun to watch, and they're real good, and it's up and down, and they make threes, and they make free throws. It's fun to watch. We'll be right back. ESB on 93.5.
Winter is in full swing, and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary, and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design. We are a one-stop shop for your business needs. Whether you're just starting up or already in business, we can help you get your brand out there. We do everything from logo design or redesign, outdoor signage to banners, window and wall graphics, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, and more. We also provide custom racing wraps and decals. If you need anything I just mentioned, you need to get a quote from me, Kirk Lehman. Just visit us at AftershockDD.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.